When Dad told us Granny was going to come and live with us, my little brother Elmo said, "There's no room. Is she going to sleep in the bath?" "No, she'll need her own bedroom," said Dad. "We're going to have to look for a new house." Granny couldn't live on her own anymore because she kept getting into muddles. She had a black cat called Panther, and sometimes she put dry cat food instead of cat litter into the tray where he did his poos. Panther didn't mind. He just ate the food. But he did mind the day Granny put cat litter in his bowl instead of cat food. Mum and Dad were worried that Granny might feed herself the wrong things, or leave the oven on, or forget to turn the tap off. We went to look at a lot of houses. The man who showed us the houses was called Mr. Mills, but Elmo called him Mr. Crocodile. When I asked why, he said it was because of his big false toothy smile. "Do you mean he has false teeth or a false smile?" I asked. "Both," Elmo said. Most of the houses we looked at had something wrong with them, but Mr. Crocodile just smiled and said they were charming. Then one day, Mr. Crocodile took us to see an empty house. The path up to the door had thick bushes growing over it. Butterflies were fluttering about.
"This'll be charming once the garden's all cut back," said Mr. Crocodile,
but Elmo and I liked it the way it was.